Welcome to And With Your Spirit, a homily podcast that takes preaching out of the sanctuary and moves it into your daily life. Let us make ourselves open to the voice of Christ and the movement of the Holy Spirit, that we might be transformed.
How many of you did work yesterday? Almost everybody? Yeah, me too. Yesterday, I had a wedding up in Ireland, Indiana, for a couple. There were the Dirkholzes and the Gelhausen families, which is like the most German of names you're going to have a wedding for in Dubois County, right? And they were also massive Catholic families. It'd be like a Gable and a Boots, or a Weinzappel and, you know, Schapker or something getting married on the west side. Big Catholic families. And at this big Catholic wedding, or we had the big Catholic wedding in the afternoon, and as the morning went on before I had to go up there for the wedding, I was taking a little bit of time to just prepare my documents, write the homily, print off some extra copies of things in case they got lost. Anyways, I went outside to go to my car for something, and as I went out to my car, I realized I saw some weeds in the landscaping by my house. And as a type A German farm kid, that wasn't going to stay like that, so I went and pulled the weeds. And after I pulled the weeds, I felt better. And then I realized that I had forgotten that there was some food left in a refrigerator in the basement of the School of Sacred Heart school building. And so I thought, that shouldn't be in there, it should be in the house. So I went over there and I got the food out of the basement fridge. Then something else happened, and soon enough I had to get myself ready to go to the wedding. As I was driving to the wedding in Ireland, Indiana, on the way up, like an hour and 10 minute drive, the whole way up I was thinking about, what am I gonna say? How am I gonna incorporate the couple, the readings, the feast day yesterday, et cetera, et cetera. And then I got there and had the wedding. On the way home, I thought about my homily for here on the weekend masses. What's the gospel again? Don't worry, I wasn't like looking it up on my phone. I tried not to do that in the car. I was working, right? All day long yesterday, I was working. Either I was working because of my job, or I was working around the house. How many people here, for example, did yard work yesterday? Something outside, in the shop, whatever. Okay, a third. How many people did something around the house? Cleaning the kitchen, emptying the fridge, that kind of stuff. Way more than half, all right. Notice it was mostly guys' hands the first time and mostly girls' hands the second time. Anyways, and how many people actually did work for their career yesterday? Did anyone actually like do work for your job, either online or in person? Okay, several, all right, yeah. Basically, we're always working towards something. Even kids, I didn't see any kids' hands go up for anything, or not many kids' hands go up. But even kids, we're working too, right? You're working on getting better grades, you're working on playing the trumpet, you're working out, getting stronger. We're always working towards something with what we're doing in our life. Even if we're watching TV, we're working toward being entertained or learning something or being filled in on the news. We're constantly working at something. And Jesus today says, amen, I say to you, you're looking for me when you're doing your works. You're looking for me. And then he says, do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life. Do not work for the food that perishes. You know, when I was in seminary a few years ago now, probably 6 years ago, I made it a goal of mine to work toward a sub-18-minute 5K. That's 3.1 miles. I want to run it in less than 18 minutes. So I bought new shoes, the best shoes I could for it that fit me perfectly, were really lightweight. I had a new routine. I started getting up early in the morning at 5:30 to be able to get my run in before the school day started at seminary. I did everything I could toward the one goal, working in one direction. And finally, one day, I realized also, by the way, this is a little side note, that whenever I'm really angry or frustrated, I run way faster. I don't know if you guys notice that too, if you lift better whenever you're mad, same for me. Anyway, so one day when I was really mad at the priest that was in charge of me and I didn't want to do my homework, I was fueled with adrenaline, and so I took off on a run, and I got my 5K done in 17 minutes and 58 seconds, 56 seconds, so. Which is pretty fast, you know, especially for a guy who was like 27, you know, in seminary, not a track star. I got it, right? I was on cloud 9. I was pumped. And for like 2 or 3 weeks, I was patting myself on the back. The thing I was working toward, I did it. But after about 3 weeks, guess what happened? I gotta go faster, right? Or now I wanna start working out. Or now I wanna get my grades higher. I mean, all of these things that we do, that we work toward, Jesus says they perish. That's food that perishes. I mean, even the best dinner you've ever made is in the past. In fact, it's probably in the sewer. Everything that we work toward is gone. And so Jesus says today, do not work for that stuff. There's something that you can work toward that will not go away. And so then they say, well, what can we do then to accomplish God's works? And he says, this is the work of God, that you believe. That you believe in the one he sent. That is the work. That's the thing on Saturday and every other day of the week to work toward. And ultimately, we're going to find out in John's Gospel, chapter 6, as it continues, that work is accomplished by receiving the Eucharist. And if you're someone out there who doesn't really fully believe yet, or you don't get it, or it doesn't seem to actually nourish you or to fill the hole in your heart, perhaps it's because you haven't done enough to work toward understanding it or being devoted to it. And I'm not trying to say it's all on you, but maybe it is, at least partially. I mean, how many of you knew that in the last 100 years there have been multiple occurrences where the bread or the wine has physically turned into flesh or blood? You might know that? Multiple occurrences in the last 100 years across the world where it actually happened. Like, if you don't believe it, go look it up. Google it. Do that instead of watching the Olympics today. The men's volleyball team was losing this morning, by the way, when I left the house, so pray for them in their petitions. So do that first. Or if you don't really get communion, like you don't get it fully, try adoration sometime. Read about what the saints say about communion. Work toward it, because that's the thing that sustains us always. I mean, I told you many times before, I've gone to many hospital visits where people are dying, and all they want is communion. When they get it, they cry, and they pass away peacefully, and the whole family is comforted. Why? It's because they know what we don't. They've worked their whole life toward it, and there's nothing else they need any longer. But because we're not there yet in the gospel, I want to give four other things that you can do today to work toward believing in the one that Jesus sent, because that's where he says today. Eventually, he'll says, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you don't have life within you, so we'll get there. But today, he just says, believe. Just start there. Start at belief. So four things, maybe five, I can think of a fifth one. Four things to do to increase belief. Number one, when you go into your house, when you get home today, see if there is a crucifix in your living room or your kitchen, wherever you spend more time. At our house of discernment, it's the kitchen. That's where everybody's always at all the time. College boys. You should have actually, it used to be the tradition that you'd have a crucifix in every room of your house, above the doorway of bedrooms, by the front door, or maybe by the picture. Actually, back in the 60s, there's a picture of the Pope, a crucifix, and JFK. Remember that? Remember that? That was popular. Anyways, every room in your house used to have a crucifix in it. That was the kind of the tradition. So go to the place where you spend the most time and make sure there's a cross there. If there's not one, steal it out of a different room. If there's not one in another room, call your mom and your dad. They usually have plenty laying around. It's like their job, collect crucifixes. And if that fails too, get online and buy one. Spend $15. You spend that on Netflix every month. Spend some money on the Lord. Put a crucifix up in the primary room of your house so you're constantly reminded of Jesus Christ. Secondly, take your remote control, sit it on a flat surface, and put a Bible on top of it. And before you're allowed to turn on the TV, read John chapter 6. It takes 2 minutes. And so you can believe in the one that the Lord sent. A third one, podcasts. If you listen to podcasts, you listen to the radio, subscribe to just one new Catholic podcast today. Don't have to listen to it, just subscribe to it. So the next time your Freakonomics or mystery thriller solving thing, whatever podcast you listen to, the next time that one ends, maybe this one will pop up and it'll lead you to deeper belief. I recommend the Bible in a Year podcast, Word on Fire, Dr. Scott Hahn, Abiding Together is one for women that a really wonderful nun and a lay woman do. Anyways, find a podcast and subscribe. And then the final one is that if you don't already pray the rosary together as a family, this is the hard one because it takes a little more longer. And pray just even one decade as you sit down for supper tonight or afterward. Or if you've got young kids, let them stay up an extra 5 minutes tonight because they get to pray a decade of the rosary with you. Or actually, let them lay down and pray the whole rosary, and I guarantee you they'll be asleep. They can sleep with the angels, with the comfort of Mary holding their hand. There are things that we can do to work toward the thing that will never perish, that never goes away, that always satisfies. And today, Jesus says, the only thing you need to do, especially on Sunday, is work toward believing in him. And maybe one of those ideas can help you.